everyone. You're listening to WHRW Binghamton. This is Frank Allen. And we are about to do an amazing part of the show we like to call Tract or Fiction. Tract or Fiction, of course, when we act out the works of Jack Chick for the radio and then debate them. I want to get right into it because, like Jordan said earlier, we have an action-packed show, lots of stuff going on, so let's get right to it. This tract is called Flight 144. So I take you now to the studio where the tract begins.
Flight 144 sails over the ocean at an altitude of 5,000 feet. A woman sitting in coach casually glances over the window and becomes distressed.
Oh no. Excuse me, miss? Are we in trouble?
The flight attendant leans over to the woman's window and glances out, seeing that the entire right engine of the plane is engulfed in flame. She then lies through her teeth.
Oh no, ma'am. Everything is under control.
Did I say she? I meant he. Anyway, meanwhile in the cockpit.
This is Flight 144. One of our engines is dead. Now the other is on fire!
3 hours earlier, the flight was boarding at Zambolo International Airport in the African nation of Zambolo. Crowds of people were gathered around the tarmac as the Davidsons, famous American missionaries, boarded the plane. They were on their way to America to raise funding to build another hospital in Zambolo.
Why the big crowd?
Some famous missionaries are flying to the States.
The Reverend Davidson and his wife waved to the adoring crowd.
We'll be back soon!
We all love you!
We'll be praying for you!
Thank you all so much!
These are your seats, Reverend.
Wow, they're sitting right next to me! Hi, I'm Ed.
Delighted to meet you, Ed.
You've been in Africa for 50 years?
Yes, and with God's help, we've built 5 schools and 4 hospitals, one just for lepers.
Plus, we fed and clothed thousands of dear natives.
Tell us about yourself, Ed.
I was a cook on a tanker until I killed a guy in a drunken brawl. I just got out of jail last week. The only guy I led to the Lord was my cellmate. That's nothing compared to what you guys have done. I can't imagine how many crowns you two will get in heaven.
Well, we have spent our entire lives living the golden rule and doing good works for God.
Good works are fine, but how many sinners have been saved through your ministry? It must be thousands, right?
No, Ed, you don't understand. God called us to help these dear people lead better lives.
You mean you don't tell them how to get saved? Reverend Davidson, are you sure that you and your wife are ready to meet the Lord?
At that very moment...
Oh no, excuse me, miss. Are we in trouble?
No, ma'am. Everything is under control.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. Please fasten your seatbelts and prepare for an emergency landing.
I lied.
The Bible says that good works can't save anyone. The only work that mattered is what Jesus did for us on the cross. Why don't you two give your hearts to Jesus now?
Just shut up! Can't you see we're going to crash?
And crash it does! The plane smashes into the ocean in an explosion of water and fire. No one survives. The plane sinks to the bottom of the sea, where it is looked upon piteously by fish and is never seen by mortal man again. An angel comes to the plane and takes Ed by the hand.
Where are we going?
To your beautiful mansion in heaven.
The angel soon returns for the Davidsons.
It's time for your judgment.
Now, my dear, we'll be rewarded for all our good works.
The angel escorts the Davidsons right to the throne of God, where they stand beaming at his unknowable countenance.
I never knew your children depart from me.
Hold a minute. You've made a horrible mistake, Lord. Don't you know who we are? We sacrificed everything to serve people in your name. You're all-knowing. We suffered for 50 years in the remote jungles of Africa, far from our home and family.
We were good people. We did everything we could to help those poor people in need. Our good works far exceeded any bad we did. Don't our good works count for anything?
No, my child. Miss Cleo did all the work necessary for salvation when Miss Cleo died on the cross.
Lord, we met many wonderful people of other religions who did good work in your name. What about all of them?
In the Bible, Miss Cleo said, Miss Cleo is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the mother but by Miss Cleo.
This is horrifying. You mean millions of people who are trusting in their good works are going to hell?
Yes, that's true, my child. And here is why, Mom. Because of Adam and Eve's rebellion, sin entered into the world. For many years, people sacrificed animals to temporarily cover their sins. Then, to take care of the whole sin problem once and for all, I became woman and shed my precious blood to wash away your sins. 3 days later, I rose from the dead and returned to heaven to sit next to my mother. My precious gift, eternal life, my child, was now available to all mankind. Those who place their trust in me, Miss Cleo, receive this gift. Those who trust their good works are lost. If good works could save you, do you think Miss as Cleo would have suffered and died on the cross? Come on now, seriously, Mom.
This isn't fair. We weren't told any of this.
Sure you were, my child. It's all in the Bible, but you rejected my word and Miss Cleo. Take them away.
God gave them a free tarot card reading. Then an angel grabbed the couple by the scruffs of their necks and tossed them both head first into the pit of eternal flame and suffering. Yes, that's right, hell.
Yeah!
And I'm afraid that's the end of the tract. That's the tract, flight 144, or something like that. So what we need to do is we need to have our debate. It's our traditional debate. Debater number one, can you please come in here from the seclusion suite? Debater number one is coming in right now. Hello?
Yes.
Hello,
yes.
Sir. May I ask who you are?
I am Christopher Cross.
I'm sorry, Christopher Cross?
No relation.
Oh, okay. I thought.
In fact, I have no relatives who are living.
You have. That's. I'm sorry. That's unfortunate.
I'm so very lonely.
Debater number two?
I'm the real Miss Cleo.
Oh, the real Miss Cleo?
Yes, this was just an actress playing me.
Not the man. God Miss Cleo.
Why didn't you actually play yourself?
Because I'm busy, man.
But you made it now.
Yes.
That's good of you. It's good of you to come. All right, now we got to find out who's for this tract and who's against it. Let me use my traditional coin flip. And the answer is, Miss Cleo, you think that this is 100% true, that you are God and etc. And all these things about the flight are all real. And you, Christopher Cross, with no relatives, unfortunately, do believe. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up. I shouldn't have brought it up. That's callous. You are, in fact, saying it's wrong. So, Chris, relativeless, familyless Chris. Can I call you familyless Chris?
I'm in elementary school.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Miss Cleo knows. Miss Cleo knows all.
All right, well.
Basically, this tract is mostly balderdash. In fact, there really isn't so much of an argument as an anecdotal story about a man on a plane who wasn't saved. And in fact, the only arguments in this entire tract is said by God in the end, where he says that I tell you all of this in the Bible, where it's just not that way. It's not so much of a fact as an opinion piece, more of an anecdotal story about a guy who's made up.
No,
there's no substance to it at all.
No. Now listen to Miss Cleo. No, this is true. Miss Cleo says it's in the Bible because Miss Cleo is God, and I am. And while... listen to Miss Cleo. You need to leave this girl you're seeing because she's only using you for your money, man.
Wait a minute.
I do have a lot of money, which I had large
Listen to Miss Cleo.
Insurance on my relatives before they were all killed.
Miss Cleo?
Yes, my child.
So you're actually God?
Yes.
Cool. But I was wondering, if you're actually God... like, really and totally?
Yes.
Couldn't you give familyless Chris his family back, and then he'd stop arguing with you?
I don't know if that's any reason why he'd be arguing with me now.
This is an amazing point. God.
Would you, God, give me my family back?
Can I make a deal with you?
God makes deals?
What's the deal?
Miss Cleo's very busy, God, and she'll bring back your second cousin on your mother's side. Is that fair?
That's it, though?
That was my cousin Filbert. He was terribly mean to me. He broke every bone in my body at least three times in a row.
But he did it lovingly.
That explains your appearance.
Miss Cleo, tell you, man. It is for your own good your family be dead.
Wait, Miss Cleo?
That's Cleo?
Miss Cleo saved you from your family.
Miss Cleo?
I'll take
it. As it says in the Bible, yes,
yo,
my
God.
Child.
Hey, can I have a Ferrari?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Cool.
Rock!
I have a question.
Yep.
I didn't ask you. I asked Miss Cleo.
I'm allowing you to talk. I'm the facilitator.
Anyway. Yeah, listen to Miss Cleo.
You gave a tarot card reading to those poor damned fools before they went down in the pit.
You might want to talk into the microphone.
What would a tarot reading for someone who's going to be thrown into hell by the scruff of their necks in like 2 minutes? What might that look like?
Probably the tower.
Spite.
Yeah.
Pure unadulterated spite.
Yes.
What? Tower of the Devil Reverse.
What was that?
Pure unadulterated spite, he said.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of things to do with torture.
Now, typically speaking,
a lot of times in a tarot deck.
We have an expert.
When you're God, you have the torture card. My child.
Special deck.
A lot of times we bring in an expert, and sometimes we bring in special experts. Right now, we're going to actually bring in one of those special experts. We actually have with us one of the characters from the tract, the Miss Cleo from the tract, who I believe I don't know, has something to say to the quote-unquote real Miss Cleo.
I don't know what you're talking about, man, but I am actually God. The
no,
point, listen
child.
To me, listen to me, my child. The point of the tract is not that Miss Cleo is God, but that God is Miss Cleo. There is a very big difference. I am God, who is Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo,
I am the God that is Miss Cleo.
I have
no,
a question
you.
For
you. Are the Miss Cleo that is God.
Wait, hold on, Miss Christopher.
So you say.
Christopher Cross has a question for Miss Cleo.
In this tract, when the
which
people...
Miss Cleo are you talking to? The Miss Cleo that is God or the God that is Miss Cleo?
I'd say the Miss Cleo that is Miss Cleo and God that is God.
Maybe the one on the right?
Either or.
I am God,
meeny,
miny, miny.
I am God, you
Miss Cleo by
no,
the
I, it might Cleo be more, God.
It might be more relevant to the Miss Cleo who is God.
That would be me.
All right. Now, in this tract here, and the God who is Miss Cleo, you can also assist since it happened to you. You state that when
God.
The people come before you, that you say, I do not know you and you're unbeknownst to me. Are you not an all-knowing God? How could these people come before you and you not know them unless you are not all-knowing?
Yeah, man, it's a metaphor.
Maybe, no, this maybe is the, she means in the biblical
look,
sense.
Look, this is the point, yeah. My child, is that if I am all-knowing and I don't know who they are, they
the
are
Bible.
Nothing and they must leave.
Yeah.
But you're all-powerful. That infers that something has created them that was not you. And that means that you are not omnipotent either.
No, it just means
either.
It was an accident, man. There were scraps on the side that got baked into people.
Miss Cleo, if you could do anything, could you make a tarot card that even you couldn't read?
Of course not, man. Why would I do such a thing?
Then you can't do it, and you're not all powerful.
No, we could do it. We choose not to.
I choose
to,
not
my child.
To.
But if you could do it, then you
why
could.
Would I
listen
create
to Miss Cleo.
I could not myself read.
Listen to Miss Cleo's.
Yes.
Wait, is that a curtain back there? Wait, it seems we've just been looking at holy
don't
specters.
Open the curtain! Oh,
who is that behind the curtain?
Don't
I'm going.
Open the curtain!
Oh my word! What is that? What is that? Someone help me. I need an expert to tell me what it is.
I think it's my Ferrari. Bye, everybody.
Ow!
What did you hit with your Ferrari?
All right. So, unfortunately, one of the Miss Cleos was apparently a Ferrari in disguise.
That was the Miss Cleo that was God.
Wait, I thought...
No, it's the God that was Miss Cleo. Because
no,
I'm Miss Cleo,
fine.
Who am God.
All right, I think somebody's driven somewhere between the moon and New York City. Let's decide...
That's just me.
Let's decide who's won this tract. You both did some really, really compelling arguments. I'll tell you what. If it's heads, then Christopher Cross won. If it's tails, Miss Cleo won. And if it lands on its side, the other Miss Cleo won.
Then we can hear women's...
What
everyone else is thinking if it lands
child.
On its side.
Only me. Only I can. Oh, Christopher Cross, you're amazing. You have a future. Your family may be dead, but you won the debate.
Oh, this is a great start. As long as I don't get hit by a car in the next 5 minutes, my life will go... Oh! Oh, it hurts! That was the only bone not broken in my body. And now...
I told you Miss Cleo is right.
Where is the cross child?
Back up!
Where is the cross child? I have just restored his family.
The real question is, did you accept Jesus?
Miss Cleo.
You have to accept Miss Cleo in this universe.
Oh.
It is not
obviously.
Jesus, it is Miss Cleo who died on the cross for
alas,
your sins, my child.
I died.
If you rearrange the letters in Jesus, son, you get Miss Cleo.
I completely accept Miss Cleo as my personal savior.
So.
That would be awesome.
Thank you. Well, that was Tractor Fiction for this week.